Message number 470. God the Father, I reveal my future plans for the new heavens and the new earth. Wednesday, June 27, 2012 at 8:00 p.m. My dearest daughter, today I reveal to all my children my future plans for the new heavens and the new earth. When they merge into one glorious paradise, there will be 12 nations. These nations will consist of some nations in the world who have shown allegiance to me, God the Father, my Son Jesus Christ, and the Mother of God, Queen of Heaven. Those scattered will be brought together to join those other nations as one, united as one holy family. My will be honored. You will all have the gift of free will, but it will be entwined with mine. Only then will the truth of paradise be truly revealed. My 12 nations are signified in the 12 stars on the woman in the book of Revelation. The woman is the Mother of God, and she wears the 12 stars to signify two things. The 12 apostles helped my Son to set up his church on earth. The 12 specially chosen nations will form the one true apostolic church on the new earth when heaven and earth merge as one in my new glorious paradise. This is the moment I have been waiting patiently for. My divine will, which created paradise for Adam and Eve and which was thrown aside caused by temptation by the evil one, will now be done, and at this time paradise will be perfect. My Son, King of mankind, King of the universe, will reign over my new paradise on earth. He will appoint leaders in every nation, all joined together by my divine will. The people of those nations will honor my Son in the way in which he must be the only way, in peace and love for one another. His blessed Mother, the Mother of Salvation, was crowned Queen of Heaven and will also reign as Queen of the New Paradise. Her coronation in heaven was a very special divine manifestation of her role in the future of the salvation of the world. She was crowned in great honor and splendor for the role she played, not only as the Mother of God and as spouse of the Holy Spirit, but as the Mother of Salvation, given the power to destroy Satan. It was my beloved Son who lovingly placed the crown of 12 stars on the head of the Mother of God at her coronation. It will be my Son who will place the crown on her head in the new paradise as Queen of all God's children. My divine plan to save humanity has already begun. It is my desire that this mission will help me gather lost souls in every corner of the earth and save them from the enemy before it is too late. My divine intervention will prove my love for all of my children. Nothing is impossible. Nothing is hopeless in my battle against Satan's army. I will bring you a new world that will astound you in all its magnificent glory. It is ready. Its beauty and splendor is beyond your human capacity to envisage. When you do witness it, you will have eternal life. Pray that those poor children of mine who do not believe in me, God the Most High, who do not obey my laws and who commit terrible atrocities against each other, repent. I do not want to lose one child of mine. Help me to bring them this wonderful, glorious inheritance. Unfortunately, it must be by their own free will. I love you, children, with a passion unknown to humanity. Come to me through my Son as one. The time for the new paradise on earth is very near, but you have been accorded the time to help convert humanity through this mission of the seventh angel on earth, who works with my Son to bring my family to me. Your loving Father, Creator of all things visible and invisible, God the Most High.